Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Discover Your Life podcast. This is part one of the five-part series on how to make your best dua. You see, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, may Allah have mercy on him, shared often about the time his plane suddenly dropped. He and his wife were traveling, and in that moment, they all thought it was the end. In fact, everyone on the plane screamed. His wife looked at him as if to say, "Forgive me." Sounds of La ilaha illallah reverberated in the cabin. It was an Umrah trip, many already in Ihram, ready to meet their Lord. If this scenario played out on a plane with non-practicing, non-spiritual, non-believing men and women, do you think they'd turn to dua? Chances are, yes. And when they board a ship, they supplicate Allah, sincere to Him in religion. But when He delivers them to the land, at once they associate others with Him. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 65. It's a human trait. In our most vulnerable time, when we feel the most fear, the most pain, our pleading to Allah intensifies. Suddenly, our certainty that Allah hears us and has the power to save us becomes real. We expect nothing less in our moments of desperation. Oh Allah, cure my daughter. Oh Allah, pass my exam. Oh Allah, bring me home safely. But as Sheikh Muhammad reflected on the day his plane nearly fell from the sky, why do we come to Allah with dua so passionate, so desperate, so certain He hears us only in time of pain? Why do we have to face death or loss or anxiety to feel the most alive in dua, for tears to flow and for our connection to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be its strongest? What if instead we made dua at that level, from a place of shukr and happiness and safety, when everything's going amazingly? You've come this far, so bear with me a moment as we explore the alternative. What if this Ramadan and in your life, for the rest of your dua-making life, you designed proactive duas that raised the quality of your life? Imagine being excited for salah, craving sujood, starting your day with energy and ending it with peace and contentment. Imagine wealth, health, and a family all in a state better than you ever dreamt possible. Imagine living your life in a state of vacation, doing only that which brings you joy while providing for family and charity. As you read this, I get it. It might sound like a pipe dream. All the reasons that won't work for you specifically are already rearing their ugly heads in the back of your mind. You might be thinking, that's nice, but I've been making dua for years already. Or, hey, I'm too sinful to make dua for the nice stuff. Or, let's be realistic. That's for the second episode. But for now, I have just one request. Keep an open mind. Stick with me in this five-part series on how to make your best dua this Ramadan and in your life. This is only episode one. In the next episode, we'll explore what you believe about the nature of dua in your life versus five things Shaitan wants you to believe, plus the little trick to neutralize his toxicity. For now, hit the like and subscribe button and you'll get to hear from me in episode two. With best wishes to see you succeed at the highest level, Razia Hamidi, Discover You, Legacy of Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif.